This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for December 24th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 6. It says there, "Be strong, take courage, don't be intimidated, don't give them a second thought, because God, your God, is striding ahead of you. He is right there with you. He won't let you down. He would not leave you." End of quote. The Lord God knows our frame. He knows people get afraid, and this is the reason why God repeatedly reminds us in the Bible, do not be afraid. Christmas time is a joyful season of the year. Even in the midst of the joy of the Christmas, fear and worry are gripping in the hearts and minds of many people around the globe. Like darkness does not like light, the fear worry is opposite to pure joy and gladness. We know even in this Christmas season, many are afraid of their health condition and their loneliness. Many lost their dear ones and are frightened to face another joyful occasion without their presence of their dear ones. You see, the children of Israel were gripped with fear when they thought about the task in front of them, the need to walk in faith and conquer the promised land of Canaan. You know, they failed once before in walking in faith to the promised land, Numbers chapter 13. Now God is giving another opportunity to walk in faith to cross over to the promised land. However, there is a difference this time. The tower personality, the charismatic spiritual giant of faith, Moses, is not going to be with them to help them cross over. They are thinking, are we going to fail again? They may have felt inadequate for the task ahead of them. The work ahead and the absence of the strong leader could weigh them down. However, the truth is this. The mission is not theirs when you think about it. It is God's mission. He is the Lord who called them out of Egypt to go to the promised land and gave them wonderful promises. He is capable of handling all the issues in front of them. This is the background of today's Bible insights. It says, be strong. Take courage. Don't be intimidated. Don't give them a second thought, because God, your Lord, is striding ahead of you. He is right there with you. He won't let you down. He would not leave you. Dearly beloved, you do not give them a second thought either. Why? Because God, your Lord, is striding ahead of you. He is right there with you. Then the beautiful promises emerge. He would not let you down, and He would not leave you. You see, people around you would let you down and let you leave you alone, but not your loving Lord. He will not let you down. He will never leave you. He is not the one who walks away from you when worries, fear, sorrow, and problems grip your hearts. The promise, this promise is repeated again in the next verse, in verse 38. It says again, God is striding ahead of you. He is right there with you. He won't let you down. He would not leave you. Don't be intimidated. Do not worry. End of quote. Beloved, you can bank on the promises of God. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. End of quote. Matthew 24:35. Got a moment for today's prayer? Please pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe in your promise that you would not let me down nor leave me. All may leave me, but you will not. I believe in your promises. One day I will even face death. Even there you will be with me. You will charge your angels to carry me to your presence, because Jesus paid for all of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ died in my place for my sins. Now, O Lord, I accept Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.